Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, David with the ticket text, and we go right to the callers. We got a little bit of Tigers with the Scott Harris interview in the Free Press, and you've got Michigan. A lot of people want to talk about Sherrone Moore. We're here for it. I'm taken aback at the level of vitriol, and that's me saying it.
If their treatment of Scooble is how they are going to run the team, why am I concerned about, quote-unquote, blocking the kids when it's becoming apparent that they don't want to pay them either? Well, Ian from Mount Clemens.
Here's what I will say. A first offer never defines a negotiation unless what they put out was not only uncompetitive, but it was insulting. That's different. Deadlines make deals, not people. I said it last year, I'll say it again. If you wanted to button this up and you didn't want to get into a war and you didn't want to play Boris's game, 10 at 400. Why? Because Garrett Cole had established what the top pitcher in the sport is going to get at 36. Scooble is left-handed, younger, and if you wanted to not have Boris do what he wants to do, and again, once again, I gave you 9 or 10 examples of Boris clients that didn't take it to free agency and did sign with 2 years or more left on their deal. And I laid those deals out. They have to be substantial. Now, if you don't want to make that commitment, that doesn't make you a bad person, but it does mean you got to have difficult conversations. And this is where people attacked Rico or attacked Rieger. It's the way last year went was so bizarre to me with how people wanted to draw these battle lines. Like, I just sat here and said, I'm not inclined to trade the guy, but I'll listen. And if I traded him, here's what it would take. Even then, people were upset. And it's like, well, guys, here's the reality we live in. He's at his peak value now. And if you go to the offseason, his value will be less. If you go to in-season next year, the value will be lower again. And God help you if he's expiring. You'll end up getting a bag of pretzels like Milwaukee got for Corbin Burns. So the point I make is, sign him. But there's an extreme cost to it. And I got made fun of for that.
Well, yeah, because, you know, he's often injured. And what if you sign him for 10 years?
Well, again, okay, let's say it's not 10. Let's say you could do a deal where it was 5 at 220.
Oh, well.
And you give him an opt-out so he could go and get another bite at the apple at age 32. The point I was making is the AAV is going to be about 40 a year. So just get it done. So that's, to me, priority one. But then it's about what am I putting around him?
Because the funny thing is, when you look at the price, the AAV, it's like you see the NFL quarterbacks.
It only goes up.
It's never going backwards. So today, it seems like a lot of money. Next year, you got a bargain.
But when you factor in that most of your players are paid in Home Depot hot dogs, it's not a lot of money. You are almost $90 million below league average payroll. I mean, it's just not even a conversation. You know when it's a conversation? If you're butted up against the luxury tax. Mm-hmm. Then and all of a sudden, we got to have different conversations.
Right.
Meanwhile, Toronto is about to dot Juan Soto with a 15-year commitment. Do I think it's bright? Probably not. But are they going to care in 15 years? They're trying to win a World Series.
No.
Because if they don't get us Juan Soto in town and they don't get Vladdy signed, they got to blow their whole franchise up.
Right. You know what he'll end up becoming in 15 years? He'll be their version of Miguel Cabrera. A guy that when you signed him and locked him up, it looked like a great thing, and you knew you were going to pay for it on the back end.
Right. You try to win. You try to win. I don't know. David, go ahead. Sorry.
The Tigers don't want to spend money? Well, cool. Neither do I. If I was AJ Hinch, I would be upset as a manager. Give AJ some veterans in the box. Give me a break. This is ridiculous. We deserve better as fans.
Here's what I will tell you. At the end of this offseason, if they don't make meaningful commitments and they don't add legitimate ball players, I'll actually start to blame AJ. Guys, AJ is one of the best managers in the game. AJ has a lot of say, a lot of pull. AJ, at a certain point, you're right. You got to put your foot down and go, guys, listen, I like roster flexibility. I also like talent. I mean, there's going to come a certain point where if they're not doing those things and you're not a voice of dissent, well, then you're enabling that behavior. But we'll see. We will let it play out, as John Jansen says.
Unfortunately, Tiger fans have to come to terms with the fact that they will be run like a small market team. We just have to believe that.
I'm not accepting that. And again, if you want to win a World Series, 29 of the last 30 years, top half payroll. Got to have it. It's non-negotiable.
Jason Benetti said it best. Free agents, where would you put them? I'm doomed for another 10-year postseason berth. Keith from Dearborn Heights.
You mean team propagandist defends team propaganda? Stunning.
Oh, man.
Can't believe these guys are talking about potentially blocking our single-A prospects? Shaking my head.
No, listen.
That was the key line in the whole article that I read. You know how you look for that thing? Like, where is it? Where is it? There's Waldo. There it is.
Bingo. Somebody check on Gladys. I think she's got a bingo. All right, let's go to people. Warren, 97.1. Warren, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's going on? Sorry about my voice, guys. Okay. I was excited to take over.
It's all right. You sound like you had a hell of a good time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Section 324, all Lions. But anyway, Sharon Moore. You said earlier when you were talking about James Franklin, nobody wants to deal with 8 years of that. I don't want to deal with another 8 minutes of it. Once you recognize in business, you recognize that there is a problem. This isn't going to work, and then you pivot. We have all recognized that there is a problem here, and it's time to pivot.
I understand that, but I mean, Warren, when we're talking about one season –
Warren, I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Atrocious.
Do you feel like he can get better?
I feel like he could get better somewhere else. And he's at Michigan. Michigan is where you come as a finished product. You don't go to Michigan to get better. You go to Michigan because you are the best. You go to CMU to get better. You go to Bowling Green to get better. You step up to Cincinnati to get better. Not U of M, not Michigan State, not Notre Dame, not big-time programs. If we're going to be big-time, then you have to act like a big boy. You cheated like a big boy. Let's keep it rolling. You're throwing money out like a big boy. Act like a big boy. Get a real coach. He's not a real coach yet. And I don't – like David made the comment, as a black man, I want to root for him. But – I also understand that he's not really the right guy for the job, and we need to get the right guy for the job. And what should have happened with him is he should have went somewhere else and came back like Harbaugh did as the golden child. Can you imagine what would have happened if we picked somebody else, let them go through this nonsense of this NCAA investigation? He stays away from it. His name gets – kind of the time passing is not as big a deal. And he goes to a small program, he builds that program up, and then he comes back. He's the new Harbaugh.
No, I mean, look, Warren, you're not wrong in what you're saying in principle. I don't disagree with it. I'm saying that once the man is hired here, you have to be very careful about after a year that Harbaugh leaves and he takes a coaching staff with you, that you would then get rid of the next guy and that staff. And by the way, that's before, and I don't know what's in it. I don't really care at this point, but the notice of allegations is due in 9 days. Now this whole conversation changes if that paints Sharon in a certain light, or if let's say the program had a postseason ban. Well, then all of a sudden we're talking something different, because if you have a postseason ban, let me tell you something, don't get rid of the guy who's there, because ain't nobody taking that job.
Right.
So on that level, I'm just in shock that people want to get rid of this guy. You could say you're concerned. You could say there are red flags. I agree with all of that. But firing him?
No, because I think some people might believe this is it. This is as good as he's going to be. You can extend him out and nothing. He won't get better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.